on planet. Ladies and gentlemen, the consulting surveyor to Government Sri Bakre has just extended on behalf of the Government of Bombay and the Municipal Corporation warm welcome to all the distinguished guests who have assembled here for this seminar. For myself, I wish to welcome you all and assure you that we are very much appreciate your decision to hold the seminar this year in Bombay. The subject of development plan, which you will be discussing in the seminar, is of particular and vital interest to us, as all the local authorities in this state are under an obligation to prepare within a specified time development plans for the areas within their respective jurisdiction. I am glad to learn that representatives of many of the local authorities in the state are attending the seminar, and I am sure they would greatly benefit by your discussion. This state is a highly developed state so far as industry, trade, transport, communication and other factors contributing to economic prosperity are concerned. Also, as you may all be aware, this was the first state in the country to enact a town planning act as long as ago in 1915. And even prior to that, we had the City of Bombay Improvement Trust Act of 1898. The Town Planning Act of 1915 has since been replaced by a more comprehensive legislation, the Bombay Town Planning Act of 1954. We have also since 1914 a separate Town Planning and Valuation Department under the Minister for Local Government. The seminar will afford an opportunity to the delegates from other states to acquaint themselves with the framework of our Town Planning Act and the working of the Town Planning Department. Development plan for each town or city is the need of the time. In the absence of such plans, our towns and cities have suffered a great deal. During the years of war and thereafter, there has been a large-scale drift of population from rural areas to towns and cities due to various factors of which you are all aware. This drift still continues. The result is that there is overcrowding in the bigger towns and cities, and number of slums have been created. The problem is not peculiar to this state, but exists in all the large urban centers in the country. This national problem needs immediate attention and requires remedial measures. In the seminar, I find you will be discussing, amongst other things, the details of a development plan. I leave these details to you at first. I will confine myself to only a few general observations. What in my view a development plan should aim at is to make a town a better place to live in and work. A town is a place for urban living therein. The inhabitants should be able to lead not merely a useful, social and collective life, but also a happy and a healthy individual life. This conception, to my mind, is very important. The town planner, however, is concerned mainly with the creation of physical shape and pattern necessary for such living. What then are the factors concerning the physical arrangement of the town that must be considered if we are to build good towns in future or to improve the existing ones? To lead a satisfactory life, the individual needs healthy and pleasant living conditions in and around his home. He also needs facilities for education, recreation and social life outside the home. further refuse to enjoy these facilities, they must be provided in such relations to these places where he believes that he can use them without undue expenditure of energy, time or money. For the same reason, his home needs to be sufficiently near his place of work. The needs of the community generally are also the same needs considered collectively and a few more defined. Further, the physical form and arrangement of a town should do nothing to hinder the organic life of the community, but should be such as to help and encourage the social intermingling and cooperation of the various classes and sections of the community. Where in the existing town such conditions do not exist, the town planner should try as far as possible to create them. For this reason, I am against the provision of separate zones for Harijan housing and also favor cosmopolitan housing for society. The satisfaction of these requirements would go a long way towards making the town functionally a good place for living. We should go even further and see that the town is more than merely comfortable to live in. It must be pleasing to look at. Beauty, or at least order and cleanliness, is as necessary to civilized life as health and convenience. In planning on these lands, we must also take the economic aspect of town planning into consideration, so as to make the development plans realistic and capable of implementation by the local authorities, whose finances are generally limited. What is even more important is that steps should be taken to ensure the requisite degree of cooperation between the different agencies involved, such as government departments, local authorities, public utilities, etc. A comprehensive piece of positively good planning may be wrecked by a piecemeal or isolational approach or by lack of coordination between the various agencies. The attitude of working in watertight compartments should give place to one of constructive cooperation. The formation of coordination committees consisting of the representatives of different agencies is, therefore, very desirable. It is also necessary for the planners and the planning authorities to develop better public relations. Every effort should be made to carry the public to the planners. As in the last resort, the success of any development plan depends on the degree of support and cooperation from the public. The Bombay Municipal Corporation, which is the planning authority so far as the Greater Bombay is concerned, is at present carrying out the necessary survey as a prerequisite to formulating the proposals for the development plan. The problems of this city are many and varied. Difficulties have arisen largely because of the phenomenal increase in its population and over-concentration of industry. The enormous growth in the population, 43 lakhs now, has resulted in overcrowding, creation of slums, deficiency of open spaces and playing fields, overfilling of water supply, sewage and other utility services, also traffic congestion and overcrowding of transport services. With a view to inquiring into all these problems and making suitable recommendations for improvement, the government of Bombay appointed a study group, which has recently published this report. This report is remarkable for its illuminating analysis of the massive data. Its comprehensive survey of the city's numerous and intricate problems, its basic presentation of a well-integrated framework of essentially applicable measures of development and improvement. The study group has recommended in Raleigh a massive program of public housing spread over a period of 10 years, reclamation of low-lying areas to increase the pool of buildable land, slum clearance, land dispersion and decentralization of industries, establishment of industrial estates and satellite townships. Government have now appointed a study SD Coordination Council consisting of the representatives of different agencies such as government departments, municipal corporations, port trust, housing board, railway, defense department, etc., with the chief minister or the chairman to coordinate in a concerted manner activities of all the agencies in the interest of proper development and improvement of Greater Bombay. Ladies and gentlemen, I have placed before you a few of my suggestions. I have also made mention of some of our activities with special reference to Greater Bombay. I understand that almost all the states and important institutions in the country concerned with town planning are represented here. Though many of the town planning problems are common everywhere, the delegates from other parts of the country may have something to tell us about the special local problems confronting them. I can assure your discussion will help in the resolution of these common as well as special problems. I wish you the success of the seminar and also hope that your brief stay in this beautiful city will be enjoyable. I have great pleasure now in formally inaugurating the seminar. Yeah.